Chapter 18. Hellspawned. It had grown, the spawn thing. A glossy carapace had spread across its hunched back. Wiry black hairs, as thick as swords, protruded from its 8 gangling legs. It was still flesh, the gathered and partly dismembered leavings of Colonel Roane's former platoon, but had an overall arachnoid appearance.
"We have to kill it!" breathed Pilliam.
Maxus lay unmoving, his twitching fingers caught in the flickering light of his stab lamp. Eurates was blown half apart, and Odysseon had been cut to pieces. It left Tiberius and whatever remained of Secutius's squad.
"Primaris Marines, fall back on my position!"
Pilliam snapped into the vox. Aegidus, Cajus and Sepio laid down fire, retreating in good order. The spawn appeared content to let them, suffering each blow with little reaction, but trembling with further transformations. Its skin darkened, turning from pale pink to vibrant incarnadine. It hunched over, its limbs conjoining, entwining from 8 to 4, and they thickened, musculature growing at an insane rate, colonizing its back, its chest. The spiny hairs fell out, replaced by patchy black growths that had the appearance of a shaggy hide. As the long neck retracted, the 3 skulls began to merge into a single head and face. The nubs of horns formed. Flesh blossomed like a sudden flourishing of lesions. The carapace that wrapped its body hardened and turned metallic, like armour.
"Sergeant!"
A whimpering voice, half heard and on the edge of his attention, niggled at Pilliam. The bolter storm had lessened on account of ammunition running low, and the obvious fact it was having utterly no effect. Pilliam drew his sword. A scraping metal chorus sounded a moment later as the remaining Primaris Marines did the same.
"Sergeant!"
Louder now, the voice. He recognized it, though chose to ignore it. The bolters rang empty.
"Grenades?"
asked Pilliam. His warriors brandished what they had. The thing had grown larger, its body more defined, even hunched over as it was, racked in its unnatural birth spasms. It had legs and arms, an anthropomorphic pattern, but with a distinctly canine aspect. Flaps of black skin spilled across its back like a sail canvas, and spread until they sagged to the ground. Bony scapularies, tethering them to its body, jerked and raised up the flaps, the skin unfurling into 2 draconic pinions. Ragged and gossamer thin, they had yet to form fully. Olvo Shana cried out,
"Sergeant! We cannot stay here!"
She was back on her feet, but barely holding on. Fear clung to her, threatening to drag her into an abyss out of which there was no escape. The mere presence of this thing, it was enough to do that. Pilliam felt a measure of the terror it radiated. He did not recognize the emotion straight away, for it was a foreign concept. Not fear exactly, but a deep sense of unease.
"We can kill it!"
Pilliam replied, the need for revenge for Marcus's death, a cold flame in his gut.
"We have to seal it in here," said Shana. "The beast, or whatever it is, cannot be allowed out of Deck 13.
Pilliam hesitated.
"If we attack now, while it's changing..."
"Your weapons have been ineffective, Sergeant. Please," she begged him. "I cannot endure this."
"Tiberius!"
Pilliam turned to the Primaris Marine, who was about to escort Shana away when she put both hands on his vambrace, clinging to it like a child hanging on to the arm of an adult.
"Neither can you."
A second hesitation.
Pilliam let out a bellow of frustration. "Grenades!"
he said.
"Everything we've got! Then fall back quickly! We make for the entrance!"
He looked Shana in the eye.
"Quartermaster, can you still seal the door once we're on the other side?"
She nodded mutely. Tiberius took her gently, leaving his grenades with Cajus and Sepio. Once they were out of the muster hall, he carried her and ran. The Primaris Marines tossed their grenades, and the beast roared as a storm of shrapnel bloomed around it, shrouding it from sight.
"We move!"
bellowed Pilliam. They ran, hard. And behind them, The beast bellowed a savage affirmation.
Kyanra!